okay.
WJT, I missed part of that, what you're talking about, the some time after the Christmas lights.
And, you know, anything to put out RF energy, even if it's, you know, very, very minute, it's going to travel until it gets blocked. So you have something, you know, Christmas lights, RF that can interfere with your, if you've got antennas especially, it picks it up. They're very sensitive.
Or did you ever have any of those issues at our old house in Simpsonville?
Just anything, I mean, I had a wire antenna that kind of ended close to those power lines, but I didn't use it enough. It never bothered the, you know, this 2 meter VHF. It could have been noisier than I realized, and just that was all I knew at when I had it up there. But where we are now, it's very quiet, which I'm very appreciative of.
That's good. Did you use mainly the antenna wire around the fence, or was it the big one we put up right by the garden?
I don't know if you remember, I had a pole off of the deck, and I had that 80 meter, what was it, 130 feet long, or 100, yeah, somewhere around there, dipole, and it went up over the roof of the house and then went to that pole and then kind of bent at about turned almost a 90 degree and went down towards the shed there. It wasn't very efficient because that antenna should have been a lot higher than it was, but it worked.
I remember that being there, and it was probably there for most of the time we were at that house.
In 2013, when you were helping me, about the same time you helped me with the big vertical antenna we put up. But yeah, I would switch back and forth. Whichever one had the best signal, I would use that.
Did you use one for HF or VHF specifically, or did you just use them for both?
Ringo Ranger, it was kind of a tall 2 meter antenna. I had that off mounted on the deck as well, off of a pole. And then I had a 10 meter vertical, and then the 10 meter vertical is where I had the dipole connected to, the center of the dipole.
Yeah, it's funny how long they were there, and I barely remember anything about them.
Landscape. You don't even pay attention to them when they're there all the time. Yeah, a couple doors down, had that CB antenna and a 3,500 watt amplifier, or whatever it was, that he would talk to his friends in New York on.
Two houses to our left, was it past Daryl, I think?
Out of Daryl. Or Darren, actually. Darren.
Yeah, I knew he would talk to people because he always had that big old antenna off his van, his minivan, but I didn't realize he was, you know, reaching up to New York with another one.
Yeah, legally, you can run 5 watts on AM. No, not AM. Yeah. And I think 12 watts on sideband, but nobody, the FCC doesn't care about CB anymore, and people do whatever they want on it. They technically could fine you. I mean, if you do cause interference, if you're, just like in ham radio, if you're on purpose, you know, purposefully causing interference to other radio waves, television, phone lines, whatever, they'll seek you out, they'll find you, or fine you, but, if you're not bothering anybody, they won't really do anything about it anymore for CB radio. Now, they will for ham radio.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't realize how much they used it down there.
CB radio is only in the part of the 27 megahertz, and I think, yeah, just 27, 26 and 27 megahertz. They call it the 11-meter band. It's just under the 10-meter band for ham radio. So that is good in the daytime. It'll skip in the daytime. Close range, it works, you know, anytime, day or night, you know, if you're within a mile or two. That's why truckers use it. It's a good band for, as you're going down the interstate, you can talk to local trucks that are within a mile or two with you, but other than that, they don't that's all they have. Now, we, you know, obviously we have access to a lot more frequencies.
Do the UPS trucks come stock with CB radios? Probably not.
If we want one in there, we have to put it on, or put it in ourselves. They come with antennas already mounted in the coax and everything, but you'd have to supply your own radio.
Yeah, sometimes on 25 here, traffic will back up randomly with this construction, and just there'll be a parking lot up here, and sometimes I wish I was able to figure out what was going on.
Now?
It's looking like it might be with all this road work they're doing up here, but hopefully it keeps going on smooth.
Up the hill?
Past the cliffs here, and then on up the grade.
That'll work. I think I'm gonna let you go. One of my customers is texting me about they're heavy today. Gonna have a lot of trailers to swap out. I need to respond to him, and I'm here on Whitehorse. Traffic's really picked up, and the sun's shining in my eyes, so I'm gonna need to pay attention. But thanks for talking. Hope you have a good day, and praying for you guys and Nadine and everything. Say hello to Connor. Maybe we can get him on here every once in a while. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Yeah, I've been probing him here and there. We'll see if he decides to get on or not. But have a good day. Thank you. It's good talking to you. KQ4WJT, clear.